What is up, everybody? Welcome to Red's Corner. It's actually a fun fact, and you'll hear it later in the episode, but this is like the 1 year anniversary of like the Dash 001. It's a 1 year anniversary of something, so that's something to celebrate for. All right, so it's been a fat minute since I've done two of these, like back to back, like two episodes in a row. But let me just hit you with the fun fact real quick. A year ago today, I posted a podcast episode, and at the end of it, it had a dash, and it said 001. And, whoa. Okay, the audio just cut out in my headphone. I don't know if it did on the podcast, but I'm not stopping. So yeah, a year ago, 001. I think the last one I did yesterday was 123, so 123. And what's so crazy about that is, you know, the goal was to upload every day. So what it should say right now is the one I'm about to post would be like 365 or 366. Or maybe, I don't even know. There might have been a leap. There's like, who cares? It should be bigger, right? But that's not the point. The point is I embarked on a journey and I shot for this high goal. I'm going to upload every day for a year. Shit happens, shit hits the fan a lot, and guess what? It didn't happen, but something did happen. Where the fuck am I going with this? All right, here's where I'm going with this. Aim high, right? Aim for such a huge goal that seems unattainable, and you'll still hit something. Where I'm hyped up on pre-workout and friggin' Starbucks right now. I accidentally ordered like two extra coffees and they're all like the largest one. So that's how, that's where all this energy is coming from. And I'm trying to say everything at once. So my brain's getting like all caught up. So if I don't make any sense at any point, just keep listening and hopefully I'll make sense in the future. But again, happy 1 year anniversary to this season of Red's Corner. Thank you to all the listens. I've got my software thing open right here. It says that the podcast has 3,827 total plays. Now a year ago, I think it was under 1,000. I think, and that is just insane. Like that, like it doesn't make me like really happy as it would have like a year ago seeing that number. If I would have known that was the number coming, I would have been off the walls, like just going crazy. But now I just see it and it's like, I don't really care about the number, man. Like I want something else out of it that's greater, I guess. You know, like someone that actually, the coolest thing would have, not like a fan, but someone that looks for the podcast daily. Someone that's like, all right, you know, Red's Corner, that's a part of my routine. Like, my routine is to record daily, whereas your routine is to listen to it daily. Like, it's a part of your life. That would be insane. That would be awesome. But here's, I guess, kind of the direction we're headed. I'm starting this documentary series tomorrow. I'm not going to say anything about it until tomorrow's podcast because I'm uploading the first video for it tomorrow. And I feel like my breaths are so much more like you can hear it. Here, hold on. Is that better? No, it's not. Hold on. Is that better? Okay, anyways. Yeah, man. I don't know. I just thought I'd get on here and talk about how a year ago this all started, right? Seems like a lot longer ago, but last October, I was done with like all the bull. I was heartbroken, one. Pretty much still am, but we all are at this point. I was still in high school. I was a senior. It was like right towards the end of like cross country season. So like running was shortening up and I said, all right, I'm going to record every day with a camera. I'm going to record every day with a podcast. I'm going to post on social media every day and I'm just going to keep going and not stop. And then I think the first time I had a disruption after that was in December, like late December, around like Christmas time and stuff like that, New Year's. And then I got back on track And then I remember the exact day, January 22nd, I got really sick, like really sick. And I stopped everything. That's when my journal stopped. That's when a lot of the posts stopped, the videos, the podcasts. Eventually, I said I was going to take a week-long break, and then I stopped completely. Oh, a couple months later, you know, another episode, but then I got into some tough stuff that I'm going to actually talk about on other stuff in the future, just some problems I had with some stuff, and, you know, I'll talk about that later on, but here's what I'm going to be comfortable saying right now, because it's kind of hard to say it sometimes, but right now, mentally, physically, whatever, however, spiritually, I don't think I'm okay, right? And I throw the I don't think in there because, you know, I feel like I'm not okay. Like, right, my confidence has been down, self-esteem has been down, habits have been off, I've been, you know, doing regretful things, and it's just piling up, right? Like, it's getting really strong. So, like, I say I'm not okay, and someone might be like, oh, he's fine, you know, he's just saying it for attention. It's like, no, fuck you, one. Two, it feels kind of good to say it, like, I'm not okay, right? Because someone's going to hear that and be like, oh, I'm not okay too, like, maybe we can learn together. So, my point in saying I'm not okay is because you can go from being a freaking robot, like doing everything perfectly and just being so happy and so confident, to rock bottom literally in a year's worth time, right? Like Aiden from a year ago, that was a unit, right? He was a unit, absolute unit, and was a unit. Like, that was the most consecutive I'd been in my entire life, let's just say, with what I was working on. You know, we weren't mowing lawns. School was senior year. It's easy senior year, especially how I made it with skipping school most days. And I took that leap, almost like where it's like, oh, I'm kind of going to do this. And I took that leap. And I just did it. There's no word for it. Just the fact that it got done. 3,800 total plays on the podcast. You know, I got hours watched on YouTube. I had one video get 500 views, which was pretty crazy because I ran a marathon to do that with Evan, like behind the scenes and everything in the rain. It's like, I have to find him again. Not to become him, but I need to find that almost like part of my soul or part of my spirit, part of me that just chipped off, you know, back at the beginning of this year. And I know everyone's like, you know, 2020, you know, coronavirus has us feeling down mentally, or, you know, everyone's always blaming stuff on 2020. I get it. It's a tough year. I've blamed 2020 for many things, and it's blame it. Yeah. But don't use it as an excuse, right? Don't have an excuse. You know, someone's going to be like, oh, I'm just sad because it's 2020, or I'm not okay only because it's 2020. It's not like some magical, like, countdown clock is going to make you happy the second that January 1st rolls around. It's just not going to happen that way. So, right, when you're not okay, you're almost fighting with yourself, right? It's like your subconscious, that's the okay part, but then your conscious and you and everything you're doing at that moment is not okay. And your subconscious is like, all right, we got to fight this, but you got a little bit more power on the front forward side. So you keep making bad decisions, keep increasing your bad habits. You keep, you know, pushing away your good habits and everything in between. And it's almost like you got to do something crazy to just change. You know, there's so much that we can do, so much at our fingertips that we can do in any sense. So I put, I put a poll up on my Instagram and Snapchat yesterday, and I got like 50 replies, and it was, you know, what should I do? 1, 2, or 3. No, option one was... Oh, the AC just turned on. Shh. Do you hear it? All right, anyways, option one was just deliver food like through like Uber Eats to make enough money to do my investments. You know, I like buying sports cards and Pokemon cards and to pay for rent and to pay my bills, right? But next to that, I'm going to be doing so much with content to eventually have content become my main source of income. So that was option one. Option two, this is my least favorite one, but I know if I put all my... here's option two. It is get a real job, which would be at this golf course country club, 30 minutes from my house. Put myself through real estate school, which is the most boring thing I've ever tried to do. And then network. The golf club has a lot of rich people. So like I would network with them. I would purposely go on LinkedIn and network with that area of people. Like, you know, people with money to then start using their money to start buying properties and stuff like that. I'm not going to go all into that because that's not the point of this. And then option three was cast aside everything in my life right now. Start with a clean slate and find like an influencer, fitness influencer, you know, just a some kind of very successful influencer, the closest I can get, and say, hey, I want to work for you for free for a year. And at 1 year, you don't have to pay me. I'll literally work 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'll do anything. I'll go get your coffee. If you ran out of toilet paper at your house, I'll go to the store and pick up some toilet paper. Like, I just want to, basically I'm getting paid in your knowledge and your respect. So those are the three options. And I basically already knew which one I wanted to go with, but sometimes it's nice to hear it from other people. And, you know, some people are like, you know, you should go with option two. It's smartest, it's the safest, you know, no risk. And some people are like, yeah, option one seems cool, but maybe like option three, because it just seems like you would gain the most from it, but it's the riskiest. And then some people would be like, man, trust your heart, or like, go do what your gut tells you. And I would tell them that my gut tells me number one. And most of them would say, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So my answer is I'm going with the first one, delivering food, which for some reason I have a lot of anxiety about. And, oh, cool, I just got paid 72 cents for a dividend. If you want to learn how to invest, please DM me. I just love teaching people about it. That's it. Like, that's just something that's so passionate about. But yeah, I'm going with option one. But I'm only going with option one till January of 2021. I'm going to go all in on this and see what happens in the next couple months. If I quit or fail or anything like that, I have to get back on top of it. Because by January, if I don't have that gut feeling that I'm doing the right thing, I'm going straight to option three. I'm going to find someone through January and say, hey, you know, I'm ready for this. And then if that doesn't work out, at the beginning of 2022, I'll get a real job and I'll conform. That's what's going to happen. That has been bugging me big time. That was a big weight off my shoulder of I'm not okay, right? Now, I'm not going to be okay for a while. I haven't been okay for a while, but that's the hard work part. That's what's going to come out in this documentary series I'm doing on YouTube starting tomorrow, I think at 8 p.m. tomorrow. First video is going up to explain it all. But yeah, if you feel like you're not okay, or not happy or struggling, just reach out to me. One, if you're not comfortable doing that, DM me like fakely, or like text me fakely. Like, you're gonna like write out the text, but don't send it, because it still helps to write things out. And if you wrote it out and you feel like sending it, then send it. If you don't, at least you wrote it out and you can read it. But please, if you're not okay, just put a 1% effort. Never put 0% effort, at least 1%. And let that compound over time. It will. Because you can't compound zero, but you can, I don't know if you can compound one. I don't know. We're not doing math here. Fuck that. We're doing, put 1% effort to get a little bit better. You know, just have an extra glass of water, two extra glasses of water. Do 5 push-ups. Just do something that your trains your mind and trains your brain. Wake up, go get a glass of water. I know we all have to take a piss when we wake up. How about instead of wake up, piss, phone, we go wake up, piss, glass of water, then phone. And eventually we go from that, tons of training, tons of mind training, to wake up, piss, big glass of water, 30-minute walk, workout, meditate, breakfast, then we're checking social media. Like, that's the goal. So, oh, my stomach just made a funny noise. It went, okay. This is Aiden Reddington. I'm not okay. It feels good to say that, but we're getting there. We are. And if you're not okay, I'm not going to tell you that you're okay and that you're doing perfectly fine, but I'm going to tell you, put that 1% effort, do one push-up. If you're listening to this, go and just do one push-up, one, and just see how you feel. If you felt like that was worthless, just try and fix your mindset. And if you felt like that was good, do four more. There's your five. And just force it. I don't care. I don't care if you can't do one for shit. Find a way to do it. Just go on your knees. Maybe take a 5-minute break in between each one if it's that difficult. If not, do more than five. Just challenge yourself right after this to train your mind and train your body together. Mend that. Meditate. Just write 2 sentences about your day. Text your parents if you don't live with them and just talk to them. Just do something selfless to your body and mind or selfless to someone else. Okay? All right. Thank you for listening. Peace out. Oh, yeah. One more thing. Also, well, 2 things. One, would you mind if I like had ads on the podcast, like a 30-second like ad like Mr. Beast or like David Dobrik does? Also, if I'm not going to do ads, there's a way on like the hub of the podcast, Anchor, like when you click on the link that I post, to like donate money to the podcast or subscribe to the podcast. I will not care if you, like, if you don't do it, I have 100% respect for you. If you do it, I have 100% respect for you because you're still listening to the show. But if you could donate 99 cents a month, just 99 cents, you could subscribe. It's pretty cool. And then if I do ads, that could help too. It just kind of helps with, you know, you got to make money somehow. And if I'm going to sit here and try and inspire you guys as a career, I got to find those loopholes, right? So I will pour all my best energy into this. You know, if you think an episode is really good and you're like, man, that really helped me, 99 cents to the show, that's that. And the person that does the art, and I stand by this, they get a percentage of that money too one day, right? Because I can't cash out until like a certain amount of money is made. It's all advance and everything, but they also get a percentage of anything profit-wise to the show. So thank you guys for listening. You're the best. Peace out.